Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love, which offers a look at universal energy, our collective psyche, and a view of inner soul life as the inspiration for co-creating through the integration of divine, personal power, and connection to spirit, a life of joy, happiness, and prosperity. I am most delighted to welcome today Francine Vale, author of Song of the Heart, who in her openness and sensitivity has captured the beauty and enormous force of eternal life that is represented when you tap into the unity consciousness and create closeness with spiritual guides, angelic forces, and holy vibrational beings who love and support our physical life experience from a dimension of eternal life directly in alignment to life on the earth plane. Hello, Francine.
Hello, Cheryl. Thank you for that lovely introduction.
You're most welcome. Francine, as listeners of Healing From Within know, whether I interview a scientist, religious leader, medium, healer, artist, musician, educator, spiritualist, or anyone else, we find the same underlying theme of a search for higher consciousness and awareness, and it always leads to one beginning word, energy. A view of our vibration, soul, and our physical life as intertwined and indivisible. In knowing and learning more about how energy works, we can learn the real lessons and reasons for a combined physical and spiritual life journey, discovering that through personal experiences, there is proof that there is no death, only transformation of energy. A physical life, therefore, affords us the opportunity to refine, restore, and remember the eternal nature of our being and of universal source, creation, expansion, whatever the word means to you, for some God, as an expansive and evolutionary process of growth and compassionate love. If any listeners out there need any further clarification or help with these ways for healing and growth, please feel free to connect with me at CherylGlick.com or call. In today's episode of Healing From Within, we will share an engrossing narrative, non-fictionalization of the author's family history, where a tragic tale in the beginning is told by a special being whose calling is to help us see that we each have a soul, what the soul is, and how all our souls are connected. As in all well-written and beautifully documented stories, you will be moved even to tears, as was I when reading Song of the Heart. And you may garnish insights into your own relationships and also to recognizing the necessity of love and the power of love to shift and transform our energy at every turn of our lives. Francine, please tell us something of your own childhood memories. You were a sensitive child. You were a child that was connected to spirit. And were you aware early on in life of your destiny or values or personal beliefs that would lead you later on to your work and interests? I find that many of us remember moments early on that later on made us able to piece together the threads of our destiny. So something
well,
from
childhood. That's a very interesting and many layered question. Thank you for that. When I was 3 years old, I was contacted by what I felt was my guardian angel. At the age of three, I had that sense that this was my guardian angel. And she reminded me about love. I was rocking my dolls in their cradle, and I loved my dolls so much, and I played with them every day, and keeping them warm, and all of a sudden I felt this presence. And I looked out, but I didn't see anything. I felt it. And that's the way it's been for me my whole life. There are times when I've seen spiritual beings, but most of the time it's a feeling. It's just as if they're standing there invisible, and I feel that their presence, and then they impart their message to me. And she said to me, Francine, why do you love your doll so much? They are inanimate objects. It is your parents who need your love, and you are the only one who can give them the kind of love they need to heal. So in my 3-year-old mind, I understood that love was more important than things. People were more important than things. And so that's the way I lived my life, and my parents really did need my love. They had both had very, very painful, sorrowful childhoods, especially my father.
Yeah, we're going to get into that in a minute. But, you know, I, at 3 years old, felt spirit in another way. I was crying on the ground in the Catskill Mountains where we went to a bungalow. I can't remember why I was crying. But I looked up and I said, why did you drop me here? Maybe I didn't say it in words. Maybe I only thought it. But you know, it wasn't until I became a Reiki energy healer much later on in life that I became aware of spirit around me, the souls, the guides, the teachers, and I received messages for other people to help empower them to fulfill their destiny and to have more love and to more have more health and peace within their lives. And yes, you can actually feel them more than you see them. Sometimes in meditation you will catch a glimpse, and there are mediums who do see maybe 4%.
Yeah, but there have been times that I see spiritual beings of light.
Yes.
It's because they decided that that was the right moment to reveal themselves, not because I asked them. I learned a long time ago, whatever it is, I just have trust and faith that they are there and they will show me what I need to know at the right time. So having trust and faith and not being frightened is very important. I've never, ever been frightened of spirit. Never.
Absolutely.
And
we know that. We're very fortunate to know that. And when I do a reading, I just ask them to bring in the most wonderful messages for the people that I do readings for, to help them, to guide them, to love them, and to show them that they're there. And so I never have to do anything more than ask that and say the person's name, and then the messages come in, and they're so helpful.
Yes, your channel, a conduit for that higher information. Yeah.
That's
the oneness
that
I believe in, that we're all connected, not just people in your own family, not just people in your own country, but all of us, we're all connected through the energy fields, through the vibrations that we have, that we carry with us, within us, and that are all around us. We are connected.
Yes, for all of eternity. It's creation, and energy
yes.
can never be destroyed. So we are always experiencing in new ways the same beauty of our soul being connected to each other. Now, let's tell something of your very amazing family and some of the major characters in the story, and how difficult times sometimes created such hardships for the young people, beginning with your father. This was around the Depression, and so the mindset of people at that time was very hardened, and the showing of affection and kindness and love was not a priority of that time. So let's start with a little bit about your father.
Well, my father and I have since learned, after he passed, that we are very deeply connected to spirit. And so in this life, this is the way we were connected. I was his daughter in a past life as well. And I just felt that my father suffered so much when he was a child. He used to tell us at dinner time stories of his childhood. He grew up in orphanages because he was rejected. His mother died, his father ran away, and family, you know, people were not so psychologically aware and attuned to children's needs back then. You know, he was born in 1915, 1916, and people were just not aware, and they couldn't be bothered with little kids and whatever, concerns they had. And so they just tossed him off to institutions, and he suffered quite a lot. He suffered quite a lot, but he had a great sense of integrity inside him. So even though he was mistreated and beaten and was deprived of love.
You know what? He had a grandfather and aunts and uncles who were wealthy. They were not
yes.
poor people. But you know what it was? It was a time of survival. It was a time of harshness. Even now, we live in a technological society with so many advancements, and many people are still not sensitive to the needs of children.
Well, this is true. Unfortunately,
it's better. It's
one of the one of the reasons that I wrote about my father's childhood is not only for the narrative of the book, the drama of the book opening up that way and to show where it all started, but because child abuse is rampant today,
yes.
And everywhere across the world, we are still hearing about children being enslaved in other countries. It's just terrible what goes on. And so I wanted to raise the awareness of how children are abused and how it reverberates through their lives. My father, really, no matter how much love he got, and he was loved a lot by my mother, my parents loved each other very much. They had a loving marriage, and by me and my brother and my aunts, my cousins, we all loved him, and it helped him a lot, but he always had that pain inside him of his childhood. I think maybe when my children were born, he started to turn a corner, and his life opened up in a new direction for his grandchildren. That was a beautiful time for him. But child abuse reverberates throughout an entire lifetime. It's so, so terrible.
Yes.
And so my big teaching is about love. That's what my teaching is.
Well, maybe in order to find the greatest love within ourselves, we have to go through some of the main themes that you address in your book, which are loss of parents by death, abandonment, childhood abuse, loss of trust and love, and how it can deaden the soul, and the importance of love from parents, grandparents, and siblings and friends, and trust in a higher plan and divine love, and holding on to your personal power and not being controlled or dominated at the expense of loss of soul. You also talk about afterlife and how it relates to the people in your present life. You
yeah.
address all these themes so beautifully in your book. Now, I want to go on to the primary aspects of healing, which are accessible to all humanity. What would your guides have you share about the essence of soul life and how best to use our physical world to enhance our spiritual goals and healing and love?
The easiest way to explain that is to say this. We are all, every one of us, a divine being. We all have a soul. That is the divinity within us. And that divinity of our soul is part of all that is. The source is part of God, however you want to use the word God. You don't have to use the religious terminology, but you can. However you like to see it and view it, we are all part of divinity. Now, that divinity is pure. There is no illness in the higher realms. When we come to Earth, we descend into a lower energy field of Earth where there is strife and difficulties and hardship. There's hunger, there's starvation, there's murder, there's all these horrible things that we're told not to do. In the Ten Commandments, those were laws to live by.
Yeah.
And they're all broken all the time. So we descend into this negativity. And that is what causes illnesses. So to the extent that we can rise above the negativity, not take part in it, see it for what it is, and elevate our own lives so that we do not live in a world of greed or in a world of hatred and judgment and negative emotions, to the extent that we can live in a higher way, we can learn to avoid illnesses.
Well, actually, Francine, you talk about having had yourself personally, and you are a healer, and you've personally had several illnesses, more than several, that you write
I've had
about.
So many challenges.
But
I've almost died several times. I mean, I've had lots of challenges.
But you write in a message, you ask a question to your guide, and you write this question to your guide: I don't know why we must suffer so through the physical body, and I pray to the light, no more trauma to my body. And you got an answer. Can I read it?
Yes,
Because
please.
it's important for our listeners to hear. There are reasons and there are answers if we will pay attention and if we will allow, accept, and surrender to this physical world so our soul can be refined and loved and go beyond any of these physical limitations. And the response that you got was, keep yourself surrounded with loving souls, people who love you. Keep away from souls who choose to learn through the negative path, people who try to bring you down. Negative people, by infusing your life with stress and anxiety, weaken the magnificence of who you are by turning your attention to survival. Negative forces concentrated over time invade the body's cellular structure. Be wise, dearest, and choose your companions wisely. And at the beginning of the show, we just talked about that, your father having had people around who were only interested in their own survival and could not really be a force for him to be well and healthy and find his own talents. So if we can't find it in our family, we need to seek people outside our family who can show us a way to develop our greatest love for ourselves and for the gift of life. So that is very good advice from your guide. And
that was beautiful. Wasn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
That response.
It
so
is.
Beautiful.
Because our body reflects our thinking and our intentions. And if we are afraid of certain diseases at the cellular level, we will create and manifest that. So the thought is to conquer those fears that are not real anyhow. They're part of an illusionary part of our physical
right.
world.
Yeah.
And to get deeper to the heart of who we are. But you first have to know who we are. That's what this show is about. So that's the answer to wellness and peace. Not to engage with people who only seek their own rewards, but to look to engage with others who wish for the highest good of all and remain true to their own heart and intuition.
But, you know, it's really hard for people because we're born into a world, an environment, and that's what we know. And we may not all be fortunate enough to be aware of our spirit guides and guardian angels, and we're kind of lost. People get lost, and they can't remember who they are. We're born into forgetting, so people don't know about their own divinity. They have a longing for it, and they know something, but they can't quite grasp it, and so the teachings have to be brought out. And also, don't forget now, we are in a time of great enlightenment. Enlightenment is coming down. That's the new age. I feel that it's been corrupted in many ways, and yet there is an authenticity to the concept and to the true reality of enlightenment coming down now so that we can all partake of this enlightenment, discover who we are. There's so many venues out there. Your show is one. Teachers and healers like myself are another. People want to look for authentic healers and authentic teachers, people who do not have a personal agenda, people who are here for the purpose of sharing and giving and helping humanity. That's what you want to look for when you're searching for someone to help you discover who you are. Does it mean that they're
better?
Well,
I think spirit brings us to the people who we can help and who are ready to open up to these ideas. It's not for everyone in this life to find that longing in their heart and to understand it truly. We would like it to be, you and I would like it to be for everybody, but in this physical life, not everybody will seek it. It might not be their destiny or their time, but many will, and they will have helped. So we're going towards that. I mean, there's such an interest in yoga and meditation and energy healing in many different forms,
yes.
Alternative healing to be incorporated with traditional medicine, and it is the way towards the future. And
I would say the same exact thing. Yeah, it is a way of the future, and we're moving there, and we're getting there.
Yes.
It may be a little bit rocky till we actually get there, but we are definitely moving in that direction. Essential oils are now becoming very, very popular. I've started using them, and I think they're amazing. Essential oils, the purer that you can find, the better. And there are many, many ways to find your own divinity, and each one finds it through their own path. There's not one way
to
discover who
yes,
you are.
Yes, that's a very important remark that you just made. There are many ways to discover who we are as eternal beings and to find the love and compassion and connection to people in our lives and to everybody, to a world community and a higher consciousness. Now, when you were describing your early relationships, they sounded like mine, much like mine, rejection, disappointment, immaturity, in-law differences, spiritual differences, gender differences, and not understanding what constitutes a sustainable relationship of love. Now, you married your third boyfriend, who was Danny, and he seemed to have trouble making up his mind about almost everything at that point. And he needed the approval of his mother. He was very attached to his mother, and this can be a constant challenge in many marriages.
Well, the truth is that each one of those young boys that you mentioned were very connected to their mother. And in each case, it was their mother who stopped them from seeing me. So the first boyfriend was his mother. I mean, I was just a kid. I was like 14. But his mother said, "You're not allowed to see that girl anymore because I don't like the kids on her block." The second boyfriend, his mother said, "You're not studying enough. You have to stop seeing Francine." And
it was their mother's fears. Francine, you wrote, "The independent girl you were was disappearing." You said to yourself, "Francine, look at you becoming subservient to an aggressive, domineering mother-in-law, serving a husband who cares more about pleasing his mother than he does about pleasing you. You're in danger, Francine. Don't lose yourself." You know, Francine, I think this sounds similar to my realization of the family structure and how many mothers don't allow their children, girls or boys, to develop their own marital arrangements. One must allow their children to grow and evolve, and the new family being conceived, as actually the Bible says, is where the husband must put his loyalties. It's a difficult problem for many, it seems. You wrote something that suggests a proper view of this problem. And you wrote, "One day my son would become a man. He'd leave our home and go on to create his own life and home, but always would share a bond of trust and love that neither distance nor the stresses of life could sever." And that's beautifully said, and I agree. That is how a mother and father should view the sharing of love. We do not own our children. They are their intelligent soul beings from the beginning, and their life plan and destiny may be very different from any expectations parents may have for them. This is where acceptance, allowance, and surrendering to the forces of the divine really become important. And that's what we're hoping people who are listening begin to know. The giving and receiving of love is what most of us are born to do. And
yes.
Fear does get in the way. So we're going to ask people out there just to be a little bit more conscious of who they are themselves as spiritual energy beings who have the potential to create great things in their own life and for the world. I want to thank you for your thoughtful, loving, and courageous depiction of life lived from childhood through the challenges of maturing, both as a physical and spiritual being, and all the while looking beyond to connect to the highest universal source of love. To purchase Song of the Heart, this engaging story of spiritual awakening, go to francinevale.com. In summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, Francine and I have shared our challenges as we began life in a physical world that often did not protect and nurture the sensitive, empathic nature of our soul essence. We as children tried to remember a place of greater love and gentleness that lingered in our inner heart and thoughts, a time before being born into this physical earth plane. Still, Francine and I walked the road of this physical life to meet the people who enabled us to develop our intuitive healing gifts, not always in an easy or quiet way, but still we both have found the same truths which we share in our healing practices and writing. We are never alone and are supported by a spiritual dimension of life that interacts and guides us to develop our full human potential and talents. We can overcome any challenge or adversity through the courage and wisdom of our soul essence. Consciousness does survive physical death, and therefore our evolving and maturing souls have many opportunities to continue to expand. And please know that happiness or suffering is a personal choice. It is not the outside world that makes you who you are and who you become. It is your internal innate sense of being and connection to all. As Francine wrote, after all, each of us is taking part in the long march of human history. We often choose, as intrinsic to our personal forgiveness, to take up another life on earth where we will be given opportunities to make restitution. In this way, we raise the vibration of our soul and gain inner peace for our human self, enabling us to function more fully with optimum well-being. We return through birth into another life on earth, refreshed and renewed and determined to get it right this time. Francine and I would have you remember that whatever traumas, hardships, or sadness you have experienced, that with patience and the help of loved ones, both here and beyond, who you may ask for assistance from at any time, you will find the path to understanding yourself, the world, and the universe in a way that can open your minds and hearts to a greater reality and a greater love for life. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, author of The Living Spirit, and I invite you to my website, CherylGlick.com, to explore the authors and leaders who share new views of energy, metaphysics, and of our inner intuition or deeper sense, learning that the inner world of spiritual life and the outer world, physical world, are both necessary for having a joyous life journey. Also go to webtalkradio.net and dreamvision7radio.com. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Cheryl. Thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure talking to you.